Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 29th day of Adar Sheni Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nazir, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. We learned earlier on in Mishnah Gimel that if a person says, I am a Nazir from here until the end of the earth, he's a Nazir for 30 days only. Why? Because he did not specify a time. He did not specify the period for his Naziris. But what he really meant to say was, I want this massive Nazir, I want to be this massive Naziris period upon me. Well, because he didn't define it, he has to be a Nazir for 30 days. We don't know how many days it is, but a minimum of any Nazirat period has to be 30 days. The Gemara is going to say that the same thing will apply when he says, Harini Nazir Mikan, I'm a Nazir from here until that place over there. If he hasn't started to journey, hasn't started to move to that place, then he's a Nazir automatically for 30 days. Doesn't matter how far or how near that place is. Why? Because it's similar to saying a Nazir from here to the end of the earth. All he meant was a Kabbalah, an acceptance of one large period of Naziris, a long period of Naziris. But that's all if he hasn't set out on the road yet. Our Mishnah is going to talk about when he's already on the road, it means he's about to travel. It's not just theoretical from here to that place. He's actually now getting ready to go. He's actually going to travel there. And he made a neder and he said, I'm making a neder Naziris from here until that place that he intends to go to. That will be different. That's not as simple as just saying, oh, it's a large Naziris. Says the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Mikan Ad Mekom Pleni. He says, I'm a Nazir from here until a certain place. And we're talking, as the Gemara says, about a man who's already actually going to take that journey. Either he's already on that road or he's about to travel on that road. And it makes sense that a person who's traveling on a road is worrying about the danger. And as Tosfos says, he probably was Mekabel Naziris for that reason. He wants to have that added protection, so he takes upon himself an extra mitzvah of Naziris. It's quite evident, therefore, that his intention with his neder is to be a Nazir for the number of days that it would take him to get from here to that place. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Oimdin kamo yomim mikan ad mekom pleni. We estimate how many days would it take him to walk from or to go from this place, from where he is, to that place, to his destination. Im pachas mishloshim yomim, if the journey would take less than 30 days, Har Nazir Shaleshim Yom, he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Because, as we've said many times, a Nazirus cannot be less than 30 days. The period has to be a minimum of 30 days. However, the Imlav, what happens if the distance is not less than 30 days, but it's a lot more, or maybe 30 days, then he's a Nazir Kiminyan Hayom. He will be a Nazir for the number of days that it would take to get from here, from the place he made that neder, until the destination. Mishnah Zayin. We learned earlier on Mishnah Dalet that if a person says, I want to be a Nazir like the number of hairs of my head, according to the Chachamim, what that means is he has to conduct himself as a Nazir for 30-day periods, one after another, for the rest of his life. Keep on going on and on and on. But every time 30 days are up, he shaves his hair, he brings his karbonos, and he starts again the next 30 days, and the next 30 days. Because that's what he would say he meant. He meant like the number of hairs on my head. Our Mishnah is going to tell us that it's not just a person who associates the period of Naziris with the hair of his head, but even if he used days, number of days, sometimes it'll also be like that, rather than one long period of Naziris, which is the way that, as we learned earlier on in Mishnah Dalet, there was a machlokes there. Rabbi learned that it's not treated as many, many periods of Naziris, but rather it's a long, gigantic Naziris that goes on and on. Says the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir k'minyanim esachama. A person says, I'm a Nazir like the number of the days of the sun. Which means, according to some, which means that he says it's like the number of the days that there are in a solar year. Now, there are 365 days in a solar year. And since he says, he said like the number of days of the solar year, rather than just saying like the days of the sun, So what we say is that by saying this word communion, like the number of the days of a solar year, that he effectively was, he took upon himself that one Nazirus, many, many Nazirios, for the number of days of the sun, which means Moina Nazirios, communion Mesechama. We say that he has to count sets of Nazirus of 30 days over and over and over again, equal to the number of 365 days. That's basically 365 sets of Nazirus I'll have to do. That'll keep him going for 30 years. Amar Rabbi Huda says, Maisa, there was a story, Maisa, there was actually a story when a man did such a neder. And Kivan Shehishlim, Maisa. Kept them going for many years, and after he finished, he completed the Nazirus, his vow, he died. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda heard that Rebbe, that's Rabbi Danossi, a totally different Rabbi Yehuda, he heard that just like Rebbe argued with the Chachamim in the previous, earlier on in this parak, about a person who says, I'm a Nazir for like the hairs of my head. And Rebbe argued with the Chachamim, and Rebbe held that he's not a Nazir for many, many, many different periods of Nazirus. Rather, it's like a long period. And that's because he said Hareini Nazir, rather than saying Hare Olai Nazirois Kisaroshi, where there even Rabbi would agree. Just like he argues there, so he argues with the Chachamim here as well. And he is of the opinion that once he says Hareini Nazir, if he starts off with the declaration, with the vow, I and take myself to be a Nazir, and he doesn't say Hare Olai Nazirois, I'm taking upon myself periods of Nazirus, then it's one long Nazirus. One long period of Nazirus. And this addition of Kiminyan Mesechama, like the days of the solar year, simply means as long as the sun is shining. Or it means 365 times squared. That's how long I'm going to do it. Basically, a Nazir forever. He's a Nazir Olam. And Rabbi Yehuda heard that's what Rabbi holds here. Rabbi argues as well with a Chum here. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and he says no. Rabbi Yehuda says, I've got a proof from an actual story that happened that the halacha is not like Rabbi. And the halacha is, it's not seen as one long neder, but rather many different sets of nazar. And that is, that if a person, and he brings, quotes the story, Rabbi Yehuda says, therefore there was a story, when a man said exactly those words, Hareini Nazir, I am a Nazir, Kiminyan Mesechama, like the number of the days of the solar year, and Kivan Shehishlim, once he finished all those sets of Nazirus, which would have kept him going for 30 years, right, 365 times of 30 days would be 30 years. And the man died. The man died later. Not because of that. He happened to die. But the fact, says Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that the story was that he finished, he completed the job, must mean that the halacha is like the Chachamim. Because if it would be like Rabbi, there's no way he could complete it, because it has to go on to the end of his life. What do you mean completed? He hasn't completed anything. But according to the Chachamim, however, that they hold that you count, that the person would count the number of Nazirus, the number of different periods, when he said 365, then that's only 365 times 30 days. And he was able to complete it. So therefore we see that even when you say Hareini Nazir, not just Nazirus, it means many, many multiple periods of Nazirus. And that, in fact, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is now, therefore, bring a proof to the Chachamim. And indeed, that is the halacha. And that's the way the Rambam paskens in Hilchas Nazirus, that even though he said Hareini Nazir, it'll still be many, many sets of Nazirus, like the number of the Mesechama, the days of the solar year.